So this woman just offered to help him run away out of nowhere?
That's right.
Well, did he trust her?
That's the thing. He knew it could all be a trick. But there was something different about this woman. And the fact was, he missed his family very much. And he was willing to take the chance. So he went to the courier's office.
Hello?
Yeah? Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm supposed to bring you this package.
Okay. Yeah, see, it's all paid for, so you're done.
Yes, sir.
I said you're done. Why are you just standing there?
I'll go.
Yeah, guess you'd better.
Yes, sir.
Wait.
Yeah?
You sure you got nothing to say to me?
Miss Emily sent me?
Why didn't you say so in the first place? You didn't trust me, huh?
I can't trust nobody.
Here, let me put it to you this way. If I'm on your side, you're going to get a chance to run. If I'm not on your side, you're already in a heap of trouble. It don't matter if you trust me or not. You got it?
Yes.
Sorry I couldn't come right out and tell you who it was. Slave owners around here, they're always thinking I'm up to something. I always suspect they're setting me up by telling one of you to come by. It's a test. I gotta be wary.
Yes, sir.
All right. Get in the box.
Sir?
Get inside this box. I'm gonna mail you.
Mail me?
Well, unless you'd rather go back now. The courier's gonna be here in an hour. You're going to get in here, and I'm going to send you to a man named Thomas Carlin in Cincinnati. He's a good man. He'll help you. I only got a couple of loaves of bread and some water. Don't eat it all at once. It's got to last you a few days.
William got inside the box. He barely fit. His knees were pushed up against his chin, and George closed up the box.
He actually mailed him?
That's right. He drilled some small holes in the side so William could breathe, and the couriers took him away on the cart.
Well, were the couriers on William's side, too?
No. They could have caught him at any time and turned him in.
Well, didn't they get suspicious hauling this huge box?
They did it all the time for George.
Oh, it's amazing.
It sure was. Anyway, back to Henry and Caroline. They continued on for many days, resting each morning in caves or tall weeds. Finally, they could see freedom in the distance.
The river's got to be here somewhere. Come on, Caroline. We're almost there.
I can't believe we can make it.
Hope we haven't gone the wrong way. She said the Ohio River.
Uh-huh.
It goes all the way across, don't it? We couldn't miss it. Wait.
What?
Caroline.
What is it, Henry?
There it is. I can see it.
Oh, praise God.
The Ohio River. Let's go.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All we have to do is get across, and we're free.
Free? How are we going to get across?
I figured it'd be iced over. We can just walk across.
Oh, yes. Oh, please, Lord, let it be iced over.
Here it is. Looks like it's solid.
Let's go.
Wait. Let me test it first.
Yep.
No. It's too thin here.
Maybe somewhere else?
There's got to be a bridge here somewhere. Let's go looking for a bridge.
Look, on the other side. There's a house with a light on.
Sure is. That's where we got to go.
Maybe we can get their attention. Hello?
Caroline, are you crazy? Yelling out like that, we still in slave land.
Right there, on the riverbank.
Oh, no. It's Master Nathan. We got to get out of here.
Where?
Across the river. Now, step where it's wettest.
They're on the cross.
Stop!
Hurry, Caroline.
Somehow Caroline managed to grab Henry's hand, but with the strong current flowing underneath the ice, he didn't have the strength to pull her out. But just then, a helping hand came out of nowhere.
I can't hold on!
Here, give me your other hand. Got it.
Now let's pull on the count of three. One, two, three! Let's go! Over here, it's thicker.
Stop! I'll shoot!
Under the fire from Nathan's gun, they made it safely across to the other side.
Up here!
Come on, Caroline.
In the house.
We're safe here. You okay?
Yeah. Caroline?
Yes, I'm okay.
What are your names?
I'm Henry. This is Caroline.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sydney. Why don't you go change in the other room? There's some dry clothes that may fit you in the chest.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, after you're done, come on out and sit in front of the stove.
Thank you. Here's the clothes. Caroline.
Yeah?
You know, I just figured out something.
What?
We're free.
You're right. Praise God, we're free. We're free.
Days later, Henry and Caroline made it safely to Cabin Creek and stayed there for several months. There, they had the freedom to go wherever they wanted, eat whenever they wanted, laugh and talk loudly and speak their opinions whenever they wanted. The new life wouldn't be easy. They knew that as well. They would still have to work to put food on the table. But at the same time, they were free.
Caroline.
Over here.
Close your eyes.
I'm washing clothes, Henry. I can't play no games.
Caroline, please. This'll only take a second.
All right. They're closed.
Don't move. Be right back.
What you up to, man?
Okay, I'm back. Open your eyes. I got you this.
Henry, a dress.
I thought you'd look awful pretty in it.
Oh, Henry, it's beautiful. How'd you get it?
I did some extra work for the man at the store.
Oh, but there's so many other things we could have gotten. Things we need.
No.
But we...
I wanted you to have this.
Why?
Because I want you to be in this dress when William gets here.
Oh, Henry, I want that too.
Mr. Sydney, what you doing here?
I got some news.
News?
Yeah, it's important. In fact, I gotta go around this whole town to tell it.
By your face, it don't look good.
It's not. I've just gotten word from Washington. They've enacted a new law called the Fugitive Slave Law.
What is it?
Anybody helping slaves can get arrested.
What does it mean?
It means there may not be so many people up here willing to help you. And your master may not be so hesitant about coming up to get you.
Yes.
Imagine he's already loaded up his horses and is on his way. You two have to keep running.
What?
But they can't do that. We're free now.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
What are we going to do, Henry?
I don't know.
You're going to Canada. It's not safe anywhere in the States anymore.
Canada?
That's far away, ain't it?
How are we going to get there?
Yeah.
It's called the Underground Railroad.
It's a railroad?
No, it's people that open up their houses along the road and let you rest and hide. There's people from here all the way to Canada to help you. They'll give you food, shelter, and a bed to sleep on.
How do we know where to find these people?
They'll tell you where to go. I'll give you directions to the first stop.
But what about our son?
What about him?
Well, he was meeting us here.
You've just got to hope he makes it, too. If you try to stay here and wait for him, you'll never see him. Your owners will probably be on top of this place in a matter of days.
Lord, help us.
Listen, I've got to get around to tell everyone else. If you need anything before you leave, just ask, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Henry. Henry, what we gonna do?
We gonna go.
So, how was William doing?
He was okay. Not comfortable, but alive and still moving. That box seemed to get smaller and smaller every mile he went. After 4 days, he had only a little bread left. He nibbled on it, a crumb at a time. Long before this, he lost all feeling in his legs. And no matter which way he squirmed, he couldn't seem to regain it. His clothes were drenched with sweat, His lungs felt clogged from breathing the same air for 4 days, and he could barely hold his senses together from being enclosed in darkness. Then, the next day, William's worst nightmare came true, when the box dropped off the wagon.
I knew this was gonna happen. I told you to tie down.
It's so heavy, I didn't think we needed
it. Well, come on, let's get it back on up there. All right, I'm gonna count to three. One, two, three. Yes! What's in this thing? Now, you wanna tie that thing down?
Now, let's just push it farther on the cart.
Oh, all right, I guess that'll work.
And they didn't find him?
No.
But I thought you said it would be his worst nightmare.
It was. The courier didn't pay much attention to the arrows on the side of the box. They put William back, upside down.
Oh, my.
All the blood started rushing to his head. Eventually, he was able to move himself around so that all the weight wasn't directly on his head. But by then, it was too late. He passed out and didn't recover until the box reached Cincinnati.
Yes?
Mr. Carlin?
Yes?
We got a crate for you.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all want us to bring it on in?
Yes, please.
All right, you get that side.
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three.
All right, over there is fine. Douglas, come in here for a moment. Put it down carefully, please. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Right.
All right, let's get out of here.
Goodbye. Douglas!
Yes, what is it, Thomas?
Quickly, let's get this open.
What is it?
A package.
You mean it's...
Yes. Hand me that hammer. I'll try to pry it open. Hello in there. I hope he's not dead. Help me open it.
Yes, certainly. I think he is dead.
Yeah. Let's get him out of there. Just lay him down.
The poor man's soaked from head to toe.
Sweat. Thank God he's still breathing. Go get him some cold, damp cloths. Then we'll take him into my room and lay him on the bed.
Well, how is he?
Still no response. Seems to be breathing a little more easily.
Good. So how long do you think he was in there?
I don't know. 4, 5 days, maybe a week. Wait, he's coming too. Hello?
Get away from me! I'll kill you!
Oh, hold it!
I swear,
it's
get
okay.
Your hands off
It's okay,
me.
It's okay, we're your friends. Calm down. It's okay. I'm your friend. I'm here to help you.
I don't need help.
It's okay, I know why you're here. The box you were in was sent to me.
Where am I?
My name is Thomas Carlin. You're in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati?
Yes.
That's in the north, ain't it?
Yes.
You mean I'm free?
Well, no, I'm afraid you're not.
What are you talking about?
Unfortunately, a few days ago, probably while you were on your way here, Congress enacted a new law. Your owners are probably going to come and get you.
What?
You have to go on to Canada.
No. No, I can't go to Canada.
Why not?
I gotta go to Cabin Creek. See my folks.
You can't go there.
Oh, yeah, I can. I don't care.
Your parents aren't there.
How do you know? They told me they would.
There is no Cabin Creek anymore. It's practically a deserted town. Everyone moved north after this law went into effect.
But how am I going to find them?
I don't know. But you're not going to find them there. You might as well head to Canada. We've got something to help you. It's called the Underground Railroad. It's the only way. Yeah, I have a map for you. I wrote it out on leather because it's durable. It's a rough road. This will lead you all the way to Canada. Will you take it?
Okay. Show me the map.
Because of the new slave law, slaves in the north were being captured and taken back south. The Underground Railroad safely hid most of the slaves, but sometimes it didn't.
Where is he?
Who?
You know who I'm talking about. You got a runaway in here by the name of Benjamin.
You can't just bust my door down and come crashing in here like that. This is my house.
Guess you hadn't kept up with the latest laws. You got a runaway in here. You're going to jail. Now, where is he?
You got the wrong house.
Get his arms, John.
Yeah.
Get your hands off me.
I'll just have a look around. You know, I bet that closet would be a nice place to hide somebody.
There he is. He's trying to get away.
Come here, boy. Gotcha.
Get off me.
Boy, you sure got brave since I last saw you. You never would have said that to me back in Tennessee. Hello, Benjamin. Bet you never thought you'd see me again after you ran off that night. You did good. Almost made it to Canada. I think you're gonna be a big help.
What are you talking about?
Your friends. The ones you lived with.
Henry?
That's the one. Him and his wife left. And I just heard their boy William took off for Mississippi, too.
What's that got to do with me?
You are gonna help me find him.
Why would I do a thing like that?
You're not gonna have a choice. I want to know every place you stopped at on this Underground Railroad. From here all the way to the Ohio River. We are going to look at every stop until we find your friends. And then, we all going back like one happy family.
I'm not telling you nothing.
You're not, huh? John, you got my gun?
Yeah, here it is.
I'd die before I tell you anything.
Then let me offer you something else. I hear you got a sister in Birmingham. Now, you don't have to tell me. I already know you do. My friend owns her. Now, I know you don't care what happens to yourself, but what about her?
What'd you do to her?
I ain't done nothing yet. And I won't, if you'll help me, that is.
You better not lay a hand on her.
I think that's up to you now, isn't it? What'll it be, boy? You gonna help us?
Yeah, I'll help you.
So did Henry and Caroline make it to Canada by this time?
No, but they were well on their way, thanks to the Underground Railroad. They walked on, stopping to eat and sleep at safe houses along the way. They spent several months on the road. It was a slow trip. The people helping them would not let them leave until they were certain it was safe. But as soon as it was time, they would be given directions to the next stop, and they were sent on their way in darkness.
Eat all that up now. You got to have your strength.
We sure do, thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
We know the chance you're taking, even talking to us.
It's worth the chance. Uh-oh.
Who is it?
I don't know. Come here. Bring all your things.
Okay.
This here is a fake wall.
Mm. Oh.
Get inside. You okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am.
Ma'am.
May we come in?
What do you want?
I just want to take a look around.
Why?
Well, you see, we've been hearing that there's been some slaves hiding out in this area.
I haven't seen any.
Ms. Holly, that is your name, right?
Yes.
I got permission from the sheriff of this town to search your house.
You what?
I also got permission to arrest you.
Arrest me?
That's right. You've been hiding out slaves, Ms. Holly.
That's not true.
I got some people who say something different. One sitting out on the horse. You remember Benjamin, Miss Holly?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Take her outside.
All right. Come on.
Get your hands off me. No, you can't do this.
Let's go now.
Hello? Anybody in here? If you in here, we're going to find you. There's no doubt about that. Come on out. I ain't gonna hurt you. I ain't allowed. If it was up to me, I'd shoot you on sight. But my father wants you back in one piece. Where are you? Come on now, don't make me wait.
You find him?
Nah, I looked all around. He ain't here.
Let's go then.
Okay.
You hear that, Henry? They just up and took her.
I heard.
Well, what did she tell us? We've been here. We gotta get going now.
We got a problem with that, though.
What?
We don't know where to go next.